afternoon, everybody. My topic is growing cannabinoids for functional food from industry view. My name is Xiaotong Liu. I work for Amway. I have a plantation for the cannabinoids root production. Then Dr. Chen asked me to have a little bit more talk about this cannabinoids species. So I use this plantation as my second plantation, as introduction part of my second plantation. That one will be 1 hour, 2 hours later. Okay, Amway, I don't know if anybody know Amway, or probably some of you guys know Amway. We are a direct selling company, largest direct selling company. We sell many different products, nutrition supplement, beauty product, and home product. I work for the nutrition, we call the Nutralite, one department of this company. We sell this, we call the nutrition supplement, like vitamin C, vitamin E, multivitamin, we call the double X, a lot of this kind of nutrition supplement. You cannot find them in the store, we don't sell in any store, but we have like IPO can sell to you. Our product is really, really good product. The only company I heard is too expensive. So our slogan for the company is from seed to supplement. So we grow everything, we extract those nutrition supplement, then put in the formulation, sells to the customer. So my role in the company is do the list R&D, then grow the raw material, and then let the formulation scientist put in the final product. Okay. One time we want to, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we want to grow this cannabinoids, put in one of our formulation. Theoretically, it's supposed to launch very soon, in the next couple of years, but we have some trouble recently, so we didn't finalize it yet. So talk about this cannabinoids. This cannabinoids is usually referred to a genus of the flowering plant in this family. Currently, there are 15 species in this genus, and the number always keep changing. Sometimes 13 something, sometimes even more than this number. I copied this list from Wikipedia. Even one page cannot find what's the fit, so I put in two pages. So you see a lot of them have the, even in English version, they have the Chinese name. That's mean a lot of Chinese people grow this and probably use it for the medicine or for the food or for anything, something. So among them, we have this cannabinoids pilosa. This is very interesting to us. In Chinese, we call it Dao Sheng. I do more introduction. There are some other species in other countries, like this species they used to as a food for in Korea. In China, we also have a similar thing. I talk to you later. The cannabinoids, this species is used in China as a traditional Chinese medicine. The main part we use is root. The official name is Dao Sheng, pronounced as Dao Sheng. It's original from a city called Shandong area from Shanxi province, so that's probably that's why their name come from. American people always call them Poor Man Ginseng. I think that's because they are relatively low price compared to the ginseng or American ginseng. This is a perennial species. You can harvest it 2 to 3 years, and it's a flowering plant. It can typically propagate from the seed. In Chinese, they have a lot of function, good function for this cannabinoids. I think the major thing is they can use this condylomyces to substitute the ginseng. Ginseng is very expensive usually. However, the classification of the condylomyces pilosina is very confusing. I searched the different literature in China pharmacopoeia. There's two subspecies and one a different species, like one called Townsend, that's Condylomyces pilosina, and another second one called Suhua Townsend, that's Condylomyces pilosina variety modesta. And another one is Condylomyces Townsend. We don't know at the very beginning is the same species as the Condylomyces pilosina and the Condylomyces. Thousand different species. For the Wikipedia, you see still three one species is three subspecies. One called Swamot Thousand, another is Thousand, and one is Chandong. There are three subspecies. And from this Chinese material, Medica. You can see the five different species or subspecies. It's kind of different from the other two sources. And in the Baidu in China, it's very it's a powerful search engine in China. They listed this Dawson as four different variety. Of species of varieties, subspecies. One is Townsend, another is called the Chanlong Townsend. I mean, this is kind of wrinkled. And the Samar Townsend is about that called the Condylomyces pilosina and Hadalina. And the Suhua Townsend is also listed in the China pharmacopoeia, but you see some difference between these two. So when I search this Chandong, is this the same species as the Condylomyces pilosina? I found from the plant list by Mesolico Botanical Garden, they categorize this as the one subspecies of the of this Condylomyces pilosina, and they also what's that? When you search this Condylomyces pilosina, they have many different names. I think this is the species, include the subspecies. The blue color one is the three accepted formal name. This kind of match the China pharmacopoeia. They probably different name by different people. Okay, to me, I adopt this system from China pharmacopoeia because our custom is in China. We need to get approval by the Chinese government, so we need to go through them, so we cannot use our American system. We can only use the China system. So this three different subspecies, even within one subspecies, there are a lot of variety and grow in different area. You can see from this two picture. To map, you can see there are a lot of places grow from the very northern part of China to the very south of China. Geographically, it's very widely adapted to in China, can grow in many different, different areas in China. Another a professor in China, he listed this different Condylomyces in different area. It's very hard to see, but if you want to see, you can find his original paper to find this information. We started this project. We worked in several different places. First place we grow this in China, a place called the Mingxian, in Gansu province in central of China. I also grow them in central Washington state, and that's one of farm we have in United States. I also grow in Mexico farm and Brazil farm. Unfortunately, Mexico farm and the Brazil farm, they said we cannot grow them, even don't germinate or don't grow very well. So we terminated the other two places. We just concentrate on in China, Mingxian, and Washington State. I think I went there 2017, early May. They started to the plant. I haven't germinated. It's already planted, but I haven't germinated. At the end of this year, you see a lot of plants. This is Condylopsis pilosa. We grow in central Washington in our own farm. You see a lot. We have this modern technology to grow them. This is a second trip. I went to Mingxian for their harvest. Look at their harvest. I took the video. Okay, I cannot show the video. They dig out, then clean them. It's a very heavy one. I cannot even make a wind shovel.
Yeah.
Hey. How to go to the next? Okay. This is the United States. Of course, you can see. You can see the modern machine they use to dig them out. Suppose I have I put a video, but I don't know why I cannot play the video. They dig them fairly efficiently, like 5-8, they can finish half day. Okay, they also use this machine to sort this root. All the root come out, then they can, after that they can wash them. The rock go down, dirty go to the bottom. In China, if you're a single family, you harvest the dunsen, you just put a hand there over winter time, then let it dry, sell the next spring. In summer, manufacturing they can also dry in the facility. In United States, we have this fancy facility to dry, put a lot of tons of dunsen, put all like a gas stove underneath, then dry in 24 hours. This is they are similar to the farm market. It's a trade market in Mingxian, Gansu. This is one of the biggest market in China to trade the dunsen, Condylopsis, and the other two species, the other two one, TCM. You can see either each farm sell to each individual, or some bigger company come to buy Condylopsis from them, then sell in the product. This is the final product we can find in the market. Some company like Infinity, this is one of our competitors. They already put this in combined with other TCM sell in China. However, I don't know if they follow the regulation. Last year, they have a bigger hit by the Chinese government. They also have some patent. They claim that you can use the Condylopsis for the nutrition supplement. However, in the last few years, the Chinese government stopped the approved the TCM as a functional food for supplement industry for a few years. So we have trouble. We cannot put in the formulation. So the farm now sell to a third party instead of our own company. Actually, the China already put this in the as a food. So now Chinese government try to approve this as a general food. If it goes through the general food, it's very easy to get a registration. So this is the conclusion. I think I don't need to read this. Any question? Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, some bad smell. Sir?
Yeah, how do you propagate and how long does it take?
Seed, from seed.
How long does it take for you to produce?
Pardon?
How long does it take for you to produce products from seed?
I don't understand your question. Seed, you just plant the seed as similar.
How long does it take for you to harvest from seed?
Two to three years are in the one of the slides. Any other question? Yeah, if not, I'll. Okay, sir.
How do you analyze the nutritional components?
There are probably a lot, but the industry we use polysaccharide as a phytonutrition mark. We measure the polysaccharide. I didn't put any data. The data is in another presentation. I said this is just my introduction for that presentation. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.